Butch Deverell, awesome Naz. He really put in at Devonport on Tuesday to win the Minister's Gift Final.
He certainly did, yes. No, I'm very pleased with him. He done everything we expected him to do on Tuesday and got away with the money.
He's got a pretty good record, 8 wins and 6 placings from only 18 starts. Did he show you a lot from day one?
Oh, he always had pace. Michael Sheriff trained him at the start of his career, and he probably should have won the Breeders' Classic at Devonport last year, actually, and he turned his head and got into trouble by the stewards and run second or third in the race, but he tried to keep him going, but had a few problems, and I decided to give him a go after we had a bit of a talk, and he's had a few indiscretions for me at different times, only for, you know, just easing a little bit, but in the last 6 months, he's been a terrific dog for us.
He's really put his mind on the job now, Butch?
He certainly has, yeah. No, let's touch wood and hope that he keeps going, but no, things have been going terrific for us.
His times are pretty good.
Oh, he's a brilliant dog. Some of his trials times that he's run for me has been exceptional, like at Devonport. He can run in the low 70s all the time, and Launceston, he breaks 30 nearly every time he goes round on his own, so we know he can run.
Okay, what are the plans for him?
Oh, that was the big one. That I set him for that about 2 months ago, and luckily that he got in the final, even only by a draw. But now he won the race that we set him for, and now it's just take it as it comes. I think he'll be a much better dog once he gets into top grade too, chasing good dogs and being competitive with them.
All right. So, what is he at most tracks? What's his grading at most of the tracks? He's up to what, grade 4 at most?
He's 3 at Devonport now, and he's 2 in Launceston, and I think he's still got a grade 5 to win in Hobart. So that's where we'll probably go shortly.
Okay. The U-Bend track would be even more suitable for him?
Oh, yes, yeah. I don't think it matters where, just as long as his mind's on the job.
Okay. Now, Paul Donaldson, have you trained for Paul before?
In the last 12 months, I've trained for Paul a little bit. I had another bitch called Blue Josephine that won one for us and a couple of placings, but she broke down very badly and had to be put down, I'm afraid. But, yeah, this is the only other dog I've had for Paul.
Okay, mate. Well, how many have you got in the kennel at the moment?
Oh, we usually try to have 10 to a dozen in work most times. We've got 2 or 3 very smart young ones at the moment, Jethro, Bodine and Miss Hetty, so for Lee Alexander. And I've got 9 pups of my own that I'm about to start breaking in out of Knockanorris, out of Copper Delight, so we're looking forward to that.
I bet you are. And do they show a little bit?
Oh, they're only 12, just going 12 months old now, but beautiful dogs to handle, nice size, and this is a 4th litter, and every litter she's thrown winners, so, we've got a bit to look forward to.
Okay, mate, all right, well done. Talking about Jethro, an exciting prospect.
Fastest pup I've ever had in my life, and that's saying something.
Yeah.
At this age, he's a faster dog than Big Moose. Mm. He just doesn't come out of the boxes just yet. He doesn't know what I'm talking about, but when he hits the ground, he's a machine. Some of his trial times from slips, from what we call the slip and the and things like that, he's just outstanding.
Okay. Yeah. What'll he be heading to? Anything particular?
Yeah, well, he's set for the Breeders' Classic, which is the semi-final next Tuesday, and then into the final. But at 19 months of age, well, you know, the world's his oyster, because I honestly think he could be an outstanding stayer later on.
Okay.
I've had a few of them too, so I have a bit of an idea.
You know what it's about. All right, Butch, look, well done with Awesome Naz. And you'll just keep, obviously you said you'll be going to Hobart and trying to get the grade 5 and getting through his grades and that track. Would a race like the Hobart 1000 at this stage be a bit too premature for him?
Oh, most likely, but he'll definitely be heading for that. And Devonport Cup's more likely, you know, his type of target, just below the top grade. But who knows? When the dog starts putting in and you know they've got the pace, well, they can win anything.
All right, mate. Well, all the best with Awesome Naz, and certainly Jethro, I think, is a great future.
Thanks very much, Peter.